in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Las Vegas Aesthetics. Not only is this one of the fastest growing medical spas in Vegas, but patients from over 20 countries fly in to be treated here. Tom Polisi, the owner, is a presidential level master injector with thousands of happy Botox, Dysport, Restylane, and Juvederm patients. Las Vegas Aesthetics specializes in the most advanced PRP procedures light years ahead of the competitors. Vampire facelift, PRP hair restoration, O-Shot for women, and the world famous P-Shot for ED for men. With big news, Las Vegas Aesthetics is doubling the strength of the P-Shot. They're doubling the PRP to get double the results, but they're not doubling the price. Plus, they will include the Shockwave treatment, valued at $500, absolutely free. And if you bring in a friend, you'll each receive a free gift. Call Las Vegas Aesthetics at 702-664-1300, 664-1300, or go to LVAMedSpa.com. That's LVAMedSpa.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
See if we can squeeze in Ken. Ken, you're up and you're on live and local. Got about a minute for you. What's going on?
Hey, I don't even need that, Kevin. I just had two quick questions for you. Number one, I took a little bit of offense with your last caller, or the second last caller, Carl, calling our ex-president, and hopes to be our future president, a con man. And, you know, my question to him is, and you, aren't most politicians con men or con women? I always thought that was pretty synonymous.
Well, no, secondly, very quickly.
Yeah, and secondly, Carl, I believe I've heard on your show say that he was a retired psychologist or psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And I thought it was very interesting that a guy like that would call anybody a con man. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Ooh, touche, man. Touche.
Think about that one for a minute.
Thank you, Ken. Stick around. Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in CD4. That's pretty sharp. Touche, baby. We continue. We're going to talk about the race in CD4. Stephen Horsford, who has some morality issues to deal with. Are they going to come up in the campaign? Would they come up in a debate? We'll talk about that more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal. He's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studio.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Republicans rolled out their Commitment to America program in time for the 2022 election, including policies to combat inflation, fighting illegal immigration, and hitting back against crime. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are facilitating the crime that's plaguing the country.
And then we watch what they did to our communities, defunding of the police. We got crime problems from Portland to Philadelphia now, with DAs and prosecutors that look the other way.
The agenda follows the playbook of the Contract with America that helped former House Speaker Newt Gingrich win a GOP majority in the 1990s. As Russia's Vladimir Putin calls up reservists and orchestrates referendums, his army continues to shell Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's presidential office says at least 10 civilians were killed and dozens wounded by the shelling in nine Ukrainian regions over the last 24-hour period, adding fighting has continued in the Russia-held southern Kherson region despite the voting. But Ukrainian forces have meted out 280 attacks on Russian command posts and munition depots. Heavy fighting has also continued in the Donetsk region, where Russian attacks targeted Torets and Sloviansk, as well as several smaller towns. Russian shelling in Nikopol and Mahanets on the western bank of the Dnieper River has resulted in deaths and injuries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Stocks tumble broadly on Wall Street, keeping major indexes on track for another deep weekly slump. The S&P 500 fell 2.9% Friday, eclipsing its lowest point of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and NASDAQ also fell. The numbers: the Dow down by 486 points, the NASDAQ dropping 198, the S&P lower by 64, oil dropped to $79.06 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's amazing how many times friends are right, whether it's a recommendation on a new restaurant or contact info on a reliable handyman. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It drove me nuts. My friends all said, get tested. Get your hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. While the Oakland A's continue to consider potential ballpark sites in Las Vegas, the clock is ticking for the team and the city of Oakland to strike a deal to move forward with the A's proposed $12 billion waterfront ballpark development by the end of the year. Oakland officials say in order for the city council to hold a binding vote on the deal negotiations between the two sides need to be wrapped up by next week. The A's and Major League Baseball have made it very clear a deal needs to be in place by the year's end for the project to move forward. Meanwhile, local sources say both the Tropicana Hotel Casino and the Las Vegas Festival Grounds remain in play for the A's potential Las Vegas home. Well, no surprise here with the economy. Your power bill is about to go up. NV Energy has mailed out notices to Southern Nevada customers announcing the rate increases will begin in a few days, October 1st. Company officials say the average customer in a single-family home will pay about $9.58 more per month. That's about a 6% rise. NV Energy says the higher price come as the cost of natural gas rises as well.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Several crashes on area roadways right now. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Russell near the stadium. Eastbound Sahara, that's at Orville. And eastbound Tropicana, that's at Mountain Vista. And do expect some delays there on the 215 Southern Beltway. That's westbound at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour for this week on Live and Local on this Friday, September 23rd. Good to have you with us. Also good to have Sam Peters with us, U.S. Air Force Major, Bronze Star recipient, and a candidate for Congress in CD4, one of the rising superstars in the Republican stable. He joins us. Sam, first of all, Give us a sense of the race 46 days out. Early voting begins October 22nd. What is your sense? You've knocked on doors. You've been to all the town halls. You've traversed CD4. Give me your sense of where we are in this race.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. The race is, you know, we're 29 days away from early voting. Which is, you know, the snap of a fingers, it'll be here before we know it. But even sooner than that, there are some counties within my district, Lyon County specifically, they'll probably be getting their mail-in ballots end of next week, which is, you know, within the 45 days from election day. So it's a breakneck pace. We are, you know, 6:30 in the morning until, in fact, last night I was out till midnight, with signs and doing some things with the team. So it's busy all the time. We're trying to talk to as many people as we can, obviously, as we run into the election process here very, very soon. The feel I get is that as polling suggests, we are in the lead. We're talking to people on the phone, and they're angry about pricing on gas and commodities and, you know, groceries, electric bills, et cetera, et cetera. All of those things are coming to the forefront of people's minds as they start thinking about the election. And, you know, we're going to keep the pressure on all the way through. And, you know, we're going to keep telling people, as we have been, it is incredibly important to show up and vote this cycle. There's, you know, staying home or not voting for whatever reason that may be. That's a gift to the Democrat Party that's trying to destroy our country. We just can't do that. We got to fight back with our vote, and we've got just a few more weeks to do that.
I don't think there's any doubt that you've got momentum on your side, as I think a number of Republican candidates do in the state. I got to ask you, though, You know you've made it when you are the sole focus of attack ads. Can you talk a little bit about some of these attack ads that we've started seeing on TV against you and against others, Mark Robertson and April Becker?
Yeah, no question about it. They are coming out in force and attacking us. You mentioned momentum. I will tell you this. Momentum is on our side. We did a poll right after the primary election. And as you know, Kevin, it's a closed primary election process here in Nevada. So we're only through the primary process. We're only talking to Republicans. We're only advertising to Republicans. We want to get the Republicans out to vote, et cetera. So right after the primary, we did a poll and, started testing the waters with the rest of the electorate, the general electorate, the Democrats, the independents, et cetera. We were 9 points down against my opponent right after the primary. You know, fast forward a month from there, Emerson did a poll did their first initial poll in the district, and I was 3 points down. Fast forward another month, another organization did a poll, and I was tied dead heat with Horsford, 43% to 43%. Last week, a generic ballot poll was done again by Emerson, and it has me up 3 points. So momentum, we've had a 12-point swing in polling over the last 4 months, which is incredible, or 3.5 months, which is an incredible swing. And we're trying to make sure that momentum continues. So that's what we're working on. The attack ads, the Democrats have no solutions. The Democrats have brought nothing to the table over the last 2 years but destroying our economy, destroying our sovereignty, destroying the security of our communities, increased crime all over the place, and they bring nothing to the table to fix any of that, because it's a problem that they've created, and quite frankly, they don't know how to fix it. So the only thing they're attacking on is, with lies. The lies have come fast and furious. They are attacking on and making things up on, on the abortion front, talking about, saying that I want to ban abortion across the country for every circumstance, regardless of life of the mother, et cetera, et cetera. None of that is true. None of that has ever come out of my mouth, nor has it run through my head as a thought. And in fact, it's been on my position on the matter has been posted on my website for 3 years, has not changed. And it's just they're coming. That's the only thing they have to try and generate buzz among their base and among different segments of our voting populace. So, they're coming strong, and that's what they're going to do all the way through this thing. They're doing it, like you said, against April Becker and Mark Robertson as well. In fact, the most recent ad I've seen has all three of us highlighted in similar nonsense. So, it's ridiculous. We are looking at currently I am looking at legal action against the Democrat Party of Nevada for some of the things, because they're just blatant lies, and it wouldn't be bothersome. And you could chalk it up as just politics if it was a representation of something you've said, or a twist of something you've said, or a stretch of the truth even. But these are just outright lies. None of the things that they are saying are accurate whatsoever. In fact, there's a 15-second digital ad playing pretty frequently that basically says Sam Peters hates children and hates education, and I'm the reason education in Nevada is failing. It's absurd. So, we're looking at legal opportunities or legal action for some of this stuff. As that plays out, we'll unveil it here shortly. But we're fighting along. We're fighting to talk to as many voters as we can, and the ones that we do talk to, I have great conversations with, and we, they come over to our side when they know the truth. So we're going to keep doing that all the way through this thing, and do what we have to do to win this seat, turn Nevada red, and flip the House for a better America.
Sam, let me ask you, when you knock on doors, when you're at town halls and you're meeting with voters, talking with voters, do you hear a lot about the abortion issue? I know 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, it was a hot deal, Dobbs and Roe v. Wade and all of that stuff. But I'm wondering, as the party has come out and said, this is not what's happening in Nevada, because we solved that back in 1990. Do you find that you're hearing more or less about abortion as the weeks progress?
We hear a lot about it because the media is pushing it. The Democrats are pushing it. All the mailers are pushing it. I mean, the pieces of mail that I get, you know, just like the digital ad that I mentioned a minute ago, the television commercials that I mentioned, the mailers are saying the same thing. I mean, I got one mailer that says Sam wants to put doctors in prison. It's just, again, it's falsehood. So, but they're throwing it out as widely as they can, and that's quite frankly, Kevin, it's the only thing that they are talking about. You know, there was one small hit piece on the education piece, but it's so that the Democrats are pushing the abortion issue. But again, like you said, you know, when people realize that the people of Nevada chose the direction of that topic in Nevada years and years ago, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, basically putting the responsibility back on the states. You know what? Nevada led the way a long, long time ago, and nothing changed. And in fact, the law is what the law is. As a federal legislator, I will have no authority to change that law because it is in the Nevada Constitution and the people spoke on it. So the same is said for the folks in Carson City. It'll have to be a referendum. The people would have to vote on it again because it is part of the Constitution. So it's all nonsense. We're going to make sure that we call them out. In fact, in just a couple of weeks, there are two debates that are scheduled between me and Stephen Horsford, and I'm going to make sure that these things are brought to the attention of the viewers, and they will be done. It will be done in the presence of Stephen Horsford, and I will make him. I will hold him to account for the lies that he is spreading.
And I want to ask you, because this hasn't gotten a lot of play, because the media is defending and shielding Stephen Horsford. He doesn't even live in the district, okay? But he's had the marital problems and infidelity problems, stuff where you say, would we trust him with our government? I mean, you can't trust him even in his marriage. Are you going to bring that out in the debates, in TV advertising?
So I'm gonna focus on what's important to the people in Nevada, what we believe is important to, and the things, quite frankly, I'm hearing from folks across the district, the price of gas. We're talking about the border security. They're talking about crime on the rise. We're talking about fentanyl killing kids across the country. We're talking about, you know, 56 pounds of fentanyl coming off our streets just a few weeks ago. You know, all of these things are what the voters. And, you know, the safety of our communities is paramount. The success of our schools, which is something that we're concerned with, right? You know, 49th and 50th in the country for education. You know, our kids are incredibly important to us. So those are things that we're focusing on. With regards to his infidelities, you know, every interview I do, somebody brings it up, and that's fine. I will answer that question. And to your point, if his family and his wife has gone on social media and said that he should not be running for Congress, and apparently at one point he told her that he wouldn't. So, you know, there's clearly some issues there within the family that he needs to be dealing with. And you know, the reality of it is, if he's doing that to his family, and they don't trust him, how, in fact, can we as voters trust him and constituents here in Nevada trust him? So, you know, I will continue to bang that drum as other people are bringing it up. But that is not, in my opinion, the number one issue, though it does bring into perspective the character flaws, because you bring up not just the affair, but now you start talking about, like you mentioned, the not paying taxes. We go back a little further and we talk about, you know, him being not paying his bills and being sued by his friends for not paying off a loan to a friend in a pay-to-play scheme while he was in the state Senate. You know, these are significant. You know, when you put them all together, this is a significant character issue that we're dealing with this congressman. So, you know, those things will all come out, obviously, in the debate, depending on the questions that are brought out. But I'm, like I said, when I do debate him, hold him to account for the things that he has said and the lies that he will, you know, certainly say on the debate stage. I fully anticipate them, and we'll make sure that they don't go unanswered.
I've got to ask you about defunding the police, because it seems as if Stephen Horsford's trying to reinvent himself on that issue as a member of the Progressive Caucus in the House. Can you talk a little bit about this change of attitude from Stephen Horsford?
Yeah. Yeah, so he's saying that he is breaking from or potentially breaking from the Progressive Caucus. Now, keep in mind, the Progressive Caucus for the last 2 years has been on the bandwagon of defunding police. And quite frankly, that defunded police movement that we saw in 2020 that has been prevailing since then, that has led to, you know, there's 12 cities across the country that are have the highest murder rates in their history right now this year, and it's you know, it's a product of the defund the police movement. Stephen Horsford has received campaign funds from organizations that are pushing that agenda. He was silent on the defund the police movement. He did not stand up for the police over the summer of 2020 and any time since then, quite frankly. But now it's election time. We're just weeks away from the election being held. And you, like you said, he's trying to change his tune. He's indicated that he may vote for the bills that that bring more police officers to communities across the country. So, you know, the reality of it is he has not backed the police. He has not stood up for law enforcement. He has not stood up for law and order. And for that reason, the Public Safety Alliance of Nevada, which represents most of the police officers in the state, they've endorsed me to win this seat and take the House seat back. So, you know, we'll address that during the debates as well. I'm not going to let Stephen Horsford off the hook for his turning the back on law enforcement, and the people of Nevada shouldn't either.
Again, Sam Peters joining us. You've got a number of events that you've already had. You've got a number of events that are still to come, including small business roundtables, Ted Cruz rally, for instance. You've got all kinds of stuff that has been – you know how to throw events, and you've thrown some good ones so far.
Well, thank you for that. We're doing everything we can. We're trying to be as many places as possible and make ourselves available to the constituents, the CD4, to come out and see us, tell us what their concerns are, and let them know that when I get elected, I am their representative. I will go to Washington, D.C., and I will carry the conservative torch to absolute best of my ability, but I am going to stay in touch with the folks on the ground here in Nevada and continue to understand and learn what's most important to them, not just in North Las Vegas, not just in Las Vegas, but across the district in all of the counties. And the diversity of the issues across our district is huge. So I will continue to do those things. Like you said, I've got a small business owners roundtable next week, on Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. at Payman's Fresh Kitchen on Sahara. Folks are more than welcome to join us for that. I will be taking care of lunch. And the goal there is to learn what's on their mind as small business owners. You know, one of my big platform items has been government overreach, and nobody has felt that government overreach more than small business owners across our state. So I want to hear from them and see what's on their mind. You know, we're going to be in lots of places as well. We're going up to White Pine County for the Nevada GOP fall meeting on the 8th of October. Like you mentioned, the Ted Cruz event. We'll have some more information coming out about that, but that's on the 6th of October in the evening. Ted Cruz is going to do a fundraiser for us at Jim Marsh Key at 4 p.m. on the 6th. And then there's a rally a little bit later after that for the entire congressional delegates down here in Southern Nevada. So there's lots and lots of stuff going on, Kevin. We're just trying to be as many places as possible and just make sure people are getting out and are rallied up and ready to vote red this November.
I got to ask you, are you getting the help you need from Washington, from PACs, from different places? Are you going to be able to fight this race dollar for dollar? Because Horsford's got a ton of dough in his kitty.
Hey, I'll tell you what, we're doing the best we can, and we are getting a lot of support. This race has been targeted by the NRCC for a long time. Back in February of 2021, they put it on the first list of 2022 targets. So it's been there. It's been on that list. We've been in touch with the national party. The state party in Nevada has been phenomenal. Michael McDonald and his crew has been sharing opportunities with us and doing things. The RNC has been working with us as well, knocking doors with us in full. So the answer to the question is yes. We're getting a lot of different larger PACs coming in as well. The NRA has come in. Gun Owners of America has come in. NFIB, Susan B. Anthony, Pro-Life America. I mean, it's just the list goes on and on. Most recently, and I'm pretty proud of these because we've been working on it for a long time, Club for Growth has come in for us. It appears there'll be an announcement potentially on Monday.